Hi there, I'm Phil.
And I'm Lily.
And you're listening to Life Minute.
Everybody loves Raymond creator Phil Rosenthal and his daughter Lily have their plates full. The warm and funny duo have just come out with their latest children's book and recently opened a diner in LA. They stopped by the Life Minute studios recently to tell us all about it and more. This is a Life Minute with Phil and Lily Rosenthal.
Phil and Lily Rosenthal in the house.
Hi.
Welcome to Life Minute.
Thank you for having us.
We're so excited to have you guys.
Thank you.
We are here for our little book tour for our new book, Just Try It, Someplace New, out tomorrow.
Our second book.
Yes. Yeah. It's so great. I read it. It's really sweet.
Thank you.
Yes, your second book, follow-up to the bestseller, first one.
Yeah.
What inspired these books, and this one in particular?
Well, I told my dad, he has this great food travel show, right? And it's, I don't know, I think maybe you would assume it's meant for adults that want to learn about places to travel, right? But we've noticed that we were getting a ton of reactions and videos sent to us of these little kids imitating him. The dances that he does, the funny faces that he makes when he takes a bite of food.
It's very insulting.
And we decided, okay, what if you did something in the kids' space that's just meant for kids because they love you. You should do that. And he said, okay, I'll do that, but only if you'll do it with me. And so we decided to write a kids' book together. And now this is our second one. We love doing it. It's so fun.
That's so great and so sweet. And Someplace New. Why Someplace New? What prompted this one?
Well, the first book was Just Try It, about a dad who eats everything and his little girl who wouldn't eat anything. And then, because that was successful, we're now doing a series of books. And we thought, Just Try It applies to everything in life, especially for kids. They have to try things for the first time through their lives. So we thought, what's the next thing they could try? What about someplace new, going someplace other than their home? So we thought, what's the first place a kid travels to and maybe stays over for the first time? We thought of grandma's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Did that ring home? Obviously, the first one, because was it true you were a picky eater?
So, all right, we fabricated a little bit. I won't lie.
I was more of the picky eater, actually,
wow,
when I
really?
Was little. Yeah, yeah. But
that's
Lily
funny.
Was always pretty great.
I did like to try things, but the idea came because what if you were a picky eater and you had this man as your father? There would just be so much back and forth.
So much pressure to
yes.
try.
He just gets so excited by food. So you got to try things, right?
And what about this one? What,
yeah.
Was that like real life? Did you go to grandma's when you were little?
I loved grandma's house. I loved staying with my grandparents in New York. They just made it so cozy and warm. And I just loved it so much. But again, it was just the thought of, what if I was nervous to go there? And maybe I was the first time when I was very, very little. Maybe I just don't remember. But I loved it there
yeah.
so much.
Our greatest fear is the unknown,
yes,
right? And
right.
that especially applies to kids.
Yep.
But I know a lot of grown-ups, too. They don't want to try new foods. They don't want to try going to new places.
Yeah.
They don't want to try new ideas. So these books are designed for parents to read to their kids. And we make them funny and entertaining because if they're not, nobody's reading your book. But I think a good kid's book transcends just being for children.
Yes,
and the parents
right.
get a little message too.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
It's so true. And the illustrations are beautiful too.
Oh,
Luke
thanks.
Flowers.
Luke Flowers, our great illustrator. He
yeah.
did our first book. He's done this book. We
yeah.
just love Luke. He does such an incredible job of really capturing feeling and expression. And he uses color in such a great way. And we just love working with him.
Aww. He's great. And you guys are on tour.
Yeah.
What's next? Where are you headed?
We have New Jersey tonight.
Yeah.
We have Charleston, two events in Charleston the next couple of days. And then Orlando and then Los Angeles.
Wow. Back home.
Very exciting.
Back home. Nice.
The best thing for me is I get to do it with my daughter.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, what's it like working with him?
It's so fun. I learned everything about writing and storytelling from him. So now to do it with him and have him as my co-author, that's a dream come true.
That's awesome.
So
I
lucky.
Love it. I love it. What else are you guys up to?
Wow.
Well, we have a new family diner in Los Angeles. Yes. It's called Max and Helen's, and I run it with my husband, Mason.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Just married.
Yes. Through that rock land.
Yes, thank you. It's so much fun, and, you know, it's just my dad's dream to have a diner, and my husband and I, we wanted to make it happen, so we're working all together.
So cool. Yeah.
Family affair.
But it's the manifestation of everything I've loved in life. All there together at one, family, friends, food, travel, laughs. It's all manifested in this little hug of a diner.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What is it about food that is so, I'm Italian, so I get it. You know, food is love for us. What is it that?
Yeah. I think it's the great connector. Everywhere you travel, people got to eat. And if you and I are going to have a meeting, let's say, and we don't know each other, I'm going to suggest eating because at least we're on common ground. We all know how to eat. We all love to eat. So I say food is the great connector, and then laughs are the cement.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
Yeah. What's your favorite foods?
Oh, my God. Only everything.
Yeah. Top of my mind, because we're having it later, is Peking duck.
And it's great in New York.
And pizza. Yeah. And we're having pizza later, too. Yeah. So I'm excited for both.
Favorite things. But I love the comfort food. People ask me all the time, what would my last meal be? And I think it would be like diner food. I think it would be hot dogs and burgers and fries and, you know, chocolate cake and matzo ball soup and just the comfort food.
Yep.
So the diner, a little diner called Max and Helen's, named after grandma and grandpa. It's just a return to that. And it's just a good version of those things.
I love it. And the show, the podcast.
Yes. Naked Lunch.
Do you have any there at the diner?
The podcast at the diner? We haven't yet. You know why? It's very crowded and noisy there.
Very loud. Yeah. So, it's a small diner.
Right. Yeah. But on Naked Lunch, my co-host David Wild and I, we talk to great people and we feed them. We have lunch.
And they're not naked, so everybody wins.
Tell us about Somebody Feed Phil.
Somebody Feed Phil is the show that's been on Netflix for 8 seasons. We're their longest running unscripted show.
Gosh. Are you doing any new ones? Or?
I hope so. I'm waiting to hear.
Really?
Yeah. You never know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to do it for the rest of my life.
Well, once it's kind of there for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
And it just keeps coming. And it never goes away. And your husband's a chef, too.
Yes.
Great chef.
I did that because I love my father.
I win again.
No, I am so lucky. It's my biggest piece of advice I can give to people is always marry a chef because your life will be so much better.
Right.
It is.
Or have your kids marry a chef.
Oh, right. Yeah. Or that. It's so much fun. He's such a talent. And now we get to run this diner together.
So cool.
It's just a dream come true. My dream now is to just keep opening restaurants with him.
That's awesome. But it's not like the show chef. Is he crazy?
Oh, no, he's not crazy. He's very calm and he's serious in the kitchen. He knows exactly what he needs and he's very direct. But he's such a warm person and he's so funny and he's just the sweetest boy, so it's so nice to have the balance. Oh, you know,
I love it. So it's a myth, not all chefs are crazy.
Where
did the love of food come from?
From me, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't grow up with great food, to be honest. Mom made one good thing, matzo ball soup. It's on the menu.
Yeah.
But I found the joy of food when I left the house. Especially when I traveled, when I went to Europe for the first time as a 23-year-old. I had a baguette and some cheese in Paris, and I was like, I never tasted anything so fantastic. Just simple things, but like done the best you've ever had. And then I went to Italy from there, and kaboom! And so that love, it was tied into travel. The food, you're literally taking in the culture.
Yeah.
And meeting the people who enjoy it and make it even. So, I don't know, it just became, this is what life's about.
That's kind of become how we travel. We focus it around the food. When we take a family trip, the thing that's planned out are the meals. Everything else just falls into place around the meals.
Yeah.
But the meals come first.
I love it. Can you guys cook?
No. But again, that's why you marry a chef.
What's your favorite cocktail?
Ooh, yeah, I love an extra dirty Hendrix martini.
Wow.
That's my favorite.
Very nice plug for the Hendrix.
Yeah, I love Hendrix.
That's nice. I like anything with tequila.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of like just like
food.
Neat.
I love Mexican food.
I love just tequila,
a nice sipping tequila, great.
Yeah.
But I love a Paloma is nice.
Oh, yeah.
I love, yeah. Yeah. Tequilas, mezcals, that's my
nice.
Oh, yeah.
Drink of choice.
Love it.
But I also love a chocolate egg cream, so.
Of course, I have to ask about your mom, Monica Horn. Yes. Amazing. Of course, Amy Barone, Robert's wife. I've loved her for years. Yes. She's fantastic.
We like her, too.
What does she think of the books?
Oh, she loves it. I think it's nice for her to see us in action together. It's really sweet. You know,
we should put her in the next book.
Let's put her in the next book, maybe.
What's the next one
gonna
be?
And maybe Ben too, my brother.
It's gonna be called Just Try It Divorce.
No, horrible.
No, that's a terrible joke. I'm very sorry.
What is your secret to lasting so long? You've been married a long time.
I have a travel show.
No.
Sense of humor.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right? We've been married 36 years, together 40 years.
Wow.
Right? 4 years of sin.
So what?
But I know it's a sense of humor. She's super funny and really sweet and loving and great. And so I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Aw, that's awesome. And I have to ask you about Everybody Loves Raymond. I saw
you
the anniversary show, which we mentioned before, which is amazing.
Love doing that on the air. 30 years.
Crazy.
And it's still going strong, so.
Syndication.
Yeah.
We love it.
What do you think it is about that show that just stands the test of time and is so iconic?
I think it will be forever. I think it's because you're focused on characters, you know? They're not topical jokes. They're family relationships. That'll never change. That is always what surrounds you. So he did a very smart thing by finding the humor in everyday life. And that's what people resonate with. Everybody has that mother-in-law. Everybody has that piece of luggage that the husband won't move. Like, that is just quintessential family dynamics, you know? And that never goes out of style.
She's good. Chances for well.
Very good. She's been paying attention.
Yeah.
But we wanted to make it relatable. People say, you were listening outside my house last night, and I didn't have to because I was listening inside my house.
Yeah.
If you work for me, your job was to go home, get in a fight with your spouse, and come back in and tell me about it. So that's where all the stories came from. 90% of the stories on Raymond happened to me or to Ray or to one of the other writers.
How did it come to be?
I met Ray on a blind date where they set up comedians. They want to do a show for him, and they look for writers who can create a show for the comedian. And as a writer, you're looking for the comedian. So we met at a deli in Los Angeles, and he told me about his family. He didn't know that would be a show, but I said, I think there's a show there. And what I didn't know about the personalities in his family, I filled in with the personalities from my family.
Oh, I love it. What was it like for you growing up with that?
She grew up on the set.
Yeah, it was just the best. It was after school, you'd go to the soundstage and you'd see all your friends. But it wasn't just me. It was all the actors and the crew. Like, all their kids were always around, too. It was a very family-friendly set. And that was just unreal. I think that it shaped a lot of why I pursued acting for so long and writing for so long, and it was just in the realm of, you know, what I grew up with. And I just loved it so much.
It's a sweet world to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And again, we're very, very lucky. The show was about a family, made for families, and very soon after we started, it was being made by a family.
Anything else you want to tell us that we didn't cover?
What didn't we cover, Lily?
I don't know. What kind of ice cream do you like?
I like chocolate.
There you go.
What about you?
There you have it, folks. No, I like...
I recommend it. Chocolate. I don't know if you've heard of it. chocolate.
He's not going to want to work with me any longer. But because? I really enjoy vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla?
That's what makes horse races.
So sorry.
And your skin is just beautiful.
Thank you so much. It's Rode Skincare. I love you, Rode.
Oh, now she plugged two things.
I plugged two things. I'm not being paid by either. I just genuinely love them.
I love it. You guys are awesome. What are you guys binging? Do you have time to watch?
I'm watching Real Housewives
stuff?
Of New Jersey.
Really?
For the first time ever.
Wow.
And I'm obsessed. And
wow.
I can't wait to go to New Jersey tonight. And just like my dream is to like potentially have one of them like walk in. That would be the dream.
They might.
I don't think it'll happen, but like I can dream.
You never know.
I can dream.
I heard which one does John Oliver talk about?
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which I also highly recommend.
You saw that?
Of course.
The whole thing?
Of course.
I haven't seen one of those, not one.
Oh, no. I was never really into it until recently. It's just the most fascinating television I've ever seen. I love it so much because it's almost like when you read a nonfiction book, I get to just observe drama that I have nothing to do with, and it's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, sorry.
You don't feel like you're watching something really stupid?
No, it's not stupid. It's okay. Phenomenal.
It takes her away for a little bit.
Exactly.
What about you, Phil? Do you binge anything?
I watch every late night show. I feel like they're doing God's work. I think they're necessary and hilarious, and I marvel at what they can do. What shows are we watching?
I don't know. I'm watching Real Housewives in New Jersey.
What about favorite movie?
Oh, my goodness. I loved this year. I think that One Battle After Another is the best movie.
I loved Marty Supreme.
Yeah.
Really?
Sentimental Value I thought was great. There's a beautiful movie that didn't get nominated for anything, but it's called Rental Family. Do you know about that? You got to see it before you go to Japan.
I was just talking about it. That's
yeah.
Very
it's
cool.
Brendan
He's
Fraser in Japan as a lonely American.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you do when you're not working, which is never?
We hang out. She lives very close by.
And we
her
spend
brother
time.
Lives very close by. I'm so lucky to have the family.
And we have our cousins.
Yes.
We have a new baby in the family and another like 2-year-old. And we are obsessed with them. We're just with them all the time. Jordan and Dylan.
Yeah. And when we can, we travel.
Yeah. It's so fun.
Beautiful. Congratulations
Thank
on everything.
You.
You guys
Thank
are
you
awesome.
So much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Love being here.
Bye.
Love it.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.